the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A lot of the stores are continuing to do sales all day. We're seeing as much as 60% discounts at some of these stores all day long. So even if you decided to sleep in, there are still sales to be had if you decide to come out here.
There's a reporter urging listeners to head out to the mall anytime over the weekend on a local television station. The weekend was pretty good for the economy as shoppers opened their wallets for both online and in-store purchases. You heard a lot of stories, discussions on the radio, the aftermath of Black Friday, by the way. That's where we get started. This hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show comes to you courtesy of lots of folks who have worked over the weekend to put things into perspective, and that's what we do here. Conversationally, the Talk Countdown, focusing on the hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. The amount of money spent online, over $1 billion, according to Comscore. Amazon was the most visited retail site. Walmart's website was second, Best Buy third, Target fourth, and Apple fifth. A survey from the National Retail Federation shows that retailers' sales over the four-day holiday weekend were up 12, maybe almost 13%, actually, as you look at the numbers. 139 million adults visited U.S. stores and websites over the weekend. Wow. That's up from last year, 131 million went out last year. Is that a good sign for the economy? 800-510-8255 is just a sign that you want to get out and about and spend some of your money. Here's Carol Costello reporting to the audiences that watched her talking to a psychologist, a clinical psychologist named Jeff Gardner, about the pressure a lot of people feel to go to the mall and to shop over this past weekend.
You have a list of tips, so number one, don't buy what you already have.
That
seems simple.
Stay away from the duplications. Hey, listen, we don't need another Hero, and we don't need another flat-screen TV. Because of the pressure from the retailers, we feel that we just need to go a little bit better, go a little bit bigger. Stick with what you have. Carol, I love watching you on my 42-inch plasma TV. I don't need to go to the 52-inch. I'll just keep what I have right now.
You know, what always bothers me, I go out to Christmas shop, but then I end up buying, like, gifts for myself as well. It's just, you can't help it.
Well, you really can't help it because of that pressure that's on. So that subliminal seduction of just going out and buying stuff, whether you need it or whether you don't. And then, of course, you want to reward yourself for being out there at the store. If you're going to buy for everyone else, hey, what's another 100 or 200 to buy something for yourself? And then you find out when you get home, did I really need that?
We all know that this is a hardcore sales tactic, yet we all fall for it. Why is that?
Yeah, well, look, here's the bottom line. It's that hoard mentality. Lose your individualism. Join the party. Have some fun. Get those endorphins going. Go out and have a party and shop till you drop. Look, are you smarter than a retailer, Carol? I know you are. I know I am. Just knowing that the retailers are pulling every trick out of the book to get you to separate from your wallet tells me, you know what? I'm going to be a little bit smarter. I'm going to hold on to my money. I don't want to be manipulated. I'll buy what I need, not what you're telling me I need to buy.
So do you feel manipulated? I guess that's a pretty good question, actually, is when we get started. Today is another big retail day, and then it sort of smooths out. Are you buying? Do you feel like you have to buy because it's the national pastime? Is it like you have to watch the Super Bowl just because everybody else is? Seems kind of silly, doesn't it, in a way? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen, STEPHAN.com. Here's host Lori Moore talking to economist Dr. Brian Long about how this past weekend the Black Friday emphasis, in fact, got started.
You know, a lot of people, you know, they enjoy their families and their friends, and they're like, I'm out of here, I'm going shopping. How did this whole Black Friday thing start, Brian?
Well, obviously, it relates to the holiday. The fact is a lot of our families do get together, and this is the time that they often exchange gift lists and that type of thing, and a great many people are off on Friday. And as a result, it becomes the busiest shopping day of the year because people do have the time and they do have the motivation. If you want to go all the way back, you can look at the Macy's Day Parade that traditionally has kicked off the Christmas shopping season for years. And here we have the Friday after the Thanksgiving Day Parade, which says the season is in motion. And the retailers plan on it because they know that this will be their busiest shopping day. And they've had competition over the years to who can get the most people to their store on that busiest day of the year.
Is this an all-American thing or is this worldwide?
Unfortunately, it's not worldwide. It'd be good for our economy probably if it was from an export standpoint. But no, the rest of the world doesn't have Thanksgiving on this day. So it turns out to be one of those things that just happens in America. Christmas, of course, happens around the world, and they have other busy shopping days. I was in Japan a few years ago, and gosh, they were all decked out for Christmas with Santa Claus and everything. They don't have to worry about losing the true meaning of Christmas in Japan because, of course, it never existed. They're not Christian there.
Well, there you go. So you can't lose the meaning.
No.
Okay.
Well, and you've and again, it's an economic thing for them. They dreamed up Christmas more than anything, just to have a busy shopping season for themselves and to in part celebrate the end of the year as well.
All right. So this is a very complicated psychological thing, as these people have suggested. How about with you? Do you feel like you've been had, the news media and all of the attention? You just follow like sheep, don't we? Most of us just follow like sheep. We run into Macy's to buy this and Best Buy to get that. It's a positive sign, though, for the U.S. economy. A lot of people's opinions being expressed over the weekend on talk radio and talk television programs, the e-commerce accounts, and how much you spent, consumer spending in the United States is up. Brick-and-mortar stores open on Thanksgiving Day this year. That seemed to take away from the strength of Friday. A lot of fussing by workers at Walmart. Did that affect your shopping? Retailers' sales over the four-day period did, you know, as I said, pretty well. Okay, so that's the focus of Black Friday. Up next, the so-called fiscal cliff gets an examination this past weekend, and we'll report on that and see what sort of interest that drums up in your head. At 14 past, this is the countdown.
The following message is a public service announcement brought to you by the Aid for Hurricane Sandy Disaster Relief Fund. In the past week, our country has been impacted with one of the most devastating natural disasters in American history. Over 8 million households across the East Coast were left with severe property damage due to intense hurricane winds and flooding caused by Hurricane Sandy. Damage estimates could exceed $50 billion. We're asking for your help. Your donation will make a difference. Get more information on our website, aidforsandy.com. That's aid, the number 4, sandy.com. Thank you.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The real strength of America is our unity. The motto, E Pluribus Unum, is on all our currency and coins, and it means from the many, one. America is not just a place, it's an idea. The idea that ordinary people can govern themselves. Americans are a diverse people, but we are united because we believe in the principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and free enterprise. We should guard our freedoms jealously and examine all government proposals through the lens of liberty, always asking, will this make us more free or less free? When we don't, we saddle ourselves with so many taxes, laws, rules, and regulations that we lose something of utmost importance, our freedom.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
800-510-8255. Moving now over to the Sunday morning news programs and the fiscal cliff conversation. What's going on with the Republicans and the Democrats? They're going to fix the financial mess we're in. And what should they do? Here from ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos talks to Senator Lindsey Graham about negotiations ongoing.
You've signaled that you're willing to raise revenues as part of an overall deal that also includes spending cuts. And that's drawn the fire of Grover Norquist, you know, the author of that no tax pledge that's been in place among so many Republicans for 20 years right now. He thinks the best solution is actually not to negotiate a compromise right now, is to go over the cliff. He says the world won't come to an end if this isn't resolved before January. Take the sequester. The only thing worse than sequester cuts is to not cut spending at all. He's saying don't raise taxes, accept those spending cuts.
Well, what I would say to Grover Norquist is that the sequester destroys the United States military. According to our own Secretary of Defense, it would be shooting ourselves in the head. You'd have the smallest Army since 1940, the smallest Navy since 1915, the smallest Air Force in the history of the country. So sequestration must be replaced. I'm willing to generate revenue. It's fair to ask my party to put revenue on the table. We're below historic averages. I will not raise tax rates to do it. I will cap deductions. If you cap deductions around the $30,000, $40,000 range, you can raise $1 trillion in revenue, and the people who lose their deductions are their upper-income Americans. But to do this, I just don't want to promise the spending cuts. I want entitlement reforms. Republicans always put revenue on the table. Democrats always promise to cut spending. Well, we never cut spending. What I'm looking for is more revenue for entitlement reform.
But let me press you one more time on Grover Norquist, because he said some tough words for you. Yeah. In the end, he said you're not going to go through on this promise to raise revenues because you, quote, like being a senator. Your response?
I love being a senator, and I want to be a senator that that matters for the state of South Carolina, the country. When you're $16 trillion in debt, the only pledge we should be making to each other is to avoid becoming Greece. And Republicans should put revenue on the table. We're this far in debt. We don't generate enough revenue. Capping deductions will help generate revenue. Raising tax rates will hurt job creation. So I agree with Grover, we shouldn't raise rates, but I think Grover is wrong when it comes to we can't cap deductions and buy down debt. What do you do with the money? I want to buy down debt and cut rates to create jobs, but I will violate the pledge, long story short, for the good of the country, only if Democrats will do entitlement reform.
800-510-8255. John in Ohio has some suggestions for people like the senator.
Medicare and Social Security should not be cut. I believe there's other ways to cut it as far as welfare. You can cut welfare. You can cut WIC. You need to cut military defense spending. The Federal Reserve need to audit the Federal Reserve, find out what they've been doing with our money. We don't know where it's going. We give the Federal Reserve all of our federal income tax money, and we do not have nowhere. We don't have any idea where it goes.
Well, we waste too much money, sir. And that's one of the problems. We don't know where it goes. You're right. 21 after on the countdown.
I iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The big extravaganza every weekend, a three-hour special heard on many of these same stations. 3 hours devoted to covering all of the top 10 items. Usually during the course of the week, in this hour that we're together, we have four or five things, depending on time. Your calls, your input at 800-510-8255. So we are focused now on the Sunday morning programs, the news programs that are on television, because they're the fodder for a lot of conversation on news talk radio stations during the day, first part of the week, such is the case with this conversation that Chris Wallace had with Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard, who had some advice for what Republicans in Congress might want to be thinking about regarding the fiscal challenge.
One idea that was floated this week is for top earners to pay, instead of raising their top marginal rate, that they would pay that top rate now, 35%, on every dollar they make. Instead of now you pay 10% of the top 17,000, from there to 70,000 you pay 15%, and the idea is instead of that you'd pay 35% on all of the income from zero all the way up to whatever you made if you were making over $250,000. Question. Good idea?
Not particularly, and I asked someone on the Hill about it yesterday, and they said, well, no, we've kind of realized that's not a good idea. The Republicans are going into contortions to try not to raise the top rate, while in fact trying to produce more revenues, which Speaker Boehner said he's for, and to produce them from the wealthy, since they're scared of being accused of attacking the middle class. I don't really care if they want to find some complicated way to get more revenues, I suppose. I think it's probably easier just to give in a little bit on the top rate, but they made that a matter of dogma, and I'm not going to break my own sword on telling them not to break their sword on it, but I would point this out. What's the one tax rate that's going up on January 1st that no one's talking about, and apparently both parties are now going to collude to let go up? The payroll tax. Remember that? That was cut from 12% to 10% 2 years ago. It's been 10% the last 2 years. And I gather the Republicans have no problem, I don't know that Grover Norquist has a problem, with letting working class and middle class Americans have a 2% tax increase. No, that is not currently the Republican position that the payroll tax cut should be extended. And the administration, I think, quietly is happy to let that go because, God forbid, they should actually cut entitlements for wealthy seniors or for others who benefit from corporate capitalism and big government. So we have a collusion among the elites of both parties that the one tax that's going to go up if there's a deal on January 1st is the payroll tax, which I think is wrong. And Republicans have a huge opportunity here to be champions of the working class and the middle class instead of screaming and yelling about the millionaires.
Now, from Meet the Press, David Gregory talks to Congressman Peter King about the tax pledge that Grover Norquist is all over the Republicans to keep.
You hear Republican Saxby Chambliss say, look, the pledge is not going to govern what I do. Grover Norquist responding to him saying, Senator Chambliss promised the people of Georgia he would go to Washington and reform government rather than raise taxes. Where do you stand on the pledge? Can this be overcome? Can revenues be raised?
First of all, I agree entirely with Saxby Chambliss. A pledge you signed 20 years ago, 18 years ago, is for that Congress. For instance, if I were in Congress in 1941, I would have signed a supported declaration of war against Japan. I'm not going to attack Japan today. The world has changed, and the economic situation is different. Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill realized that in the 1980s. I think everything should be on the table. I am opposed to tax increases. The fact is the Speaker and the Majority Leader and the President are going to be in a room trying to find the best package. I'm not going to prejudge it, and I'm just saying we should not be taking ironclad positions. I have faith that John Boehner can put together a good package. I think
right.
So far he's been pretty conciliatory in his language.
But Congressman, we've seen this movie before. The bottom line question is, what can Speaker Boehner sell? If he goes to them and says, look, we cut a deal here, but tax rates have to go up. Actual tax rates have to go up on the wealthy. Can he sell it?
I think John is going to do all he can to avoid an increase in tax rates, but you can get the same result by changing deductions, changing exemptions, and that would put more of a tax burden on the rich, but it would not affect marginal tax rates. But I don't want to prejudge any of this. Listen, the bottom line is we cannot have sequestration. We can't go off a fiscal cliff. We have to show the world we're adults. The election is over. We have a speaker. The Democrats have the president is speaking for the Democratic Party. Democrats have Harry Reid. We have Mitch McConnell. Get them in the room, and that's what representative government should be about. No one gets all in.
Look. It's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Mm. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry creams, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Experience on the countdown right now, discussion of the so-called fiscal cliff from talk radio over the weekend, and your calls at 800-510-8255. The making of cuts, it seems to me, is more important, except nobody wants to cut Medicare and Social Security, so what do you do then? Here's radio host Michael Kelly with John Hancock talking about the tax pledge from Grover Norquist that, yeah, it was taken by many Republicans a number of years ago, and is the problem here, excuse me, the Republicans are going back on the promise to reach a compromise with the Democrats.
We have all heard about the fiscal cliff that's coming, and there's a lot of pressure, especially on a lot of Republicans who signed these pledges. But I'm encouraged, actually, with what's going on. We're starting to see some defection. I think that the Republicans have got a pretty good strategy here and really boxing Barack Obama into a corner, showing that they're willing to come to the table and, yes, willing to even touch the holy grail of maybe altering the tax code for some, maybe the top 1% out there. And I think this is a good strategy, although it might have some political consequences, John, but they really are boxing the president in to have to come in and find some reforms on the very issues that he cares about, which is a lot of entitlement spending.
Well, I think the concern that a lot of conservatives have, and I count myself among them, is that every time we get to one of these deals, and the last famous deal we had was in 1990, when President George Herbert Walker Bush made a deal with the Democrats, Speaker Tom Foley, and agreed to raise taxes on the American people in exchange for tax or in exchange for spending cuts. The spending cuts never came, and I think Republicans and conservative Republicans are very concerned about that. There have been, however, three notable defections. So to set this up, there's an organization called Americans for Tax Reform. Its founder and president is Grover Norquist, who's a conservative activist, lives in D.C., has had a great deal of influence on public policy over the years, and he has had Republicans at all levels of government, from state legislatures all the way up to presidential candidates, sign a pledge not to raise taxes on the American people. that is a pledge that the Republicans have followed now for many years, three of them, Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and now Congressman Peter King of New York. Republicans who had signed the pledge have all said they are going to renege on it. And I think it could be a problem, Michael.
Yeah, I think it potentially could be a problem. But again, I think that the Republicans, if they can stick together, are really going to put the president in a trick bag here and cause him to have to also go backwards on his pledge that he's made to many of his constituencies.
Yeah, but President Obama,
you know, had to run for election.
Yeah, and you can do a lot with smoke and mirrors on the spending side. You can make spending cuts in the out years, 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, 4 years down the road, and promise to do them and so forth, and then they just never happen. Whereas a tax increase is immediate. It takes effect the day it's signed into law. People start paying higher taxes. And I think if I had to guess how this thing's going to end up, I think the Republicans, a number of them, are going to reject this tax pledge that they've signed. They're going to roll over and vote for higher taxes on people who earn over $250,000 a year, probably is where that's going to end up. That's going to affect every small business owner in the country, result in raising their tax rates. It's going to make it more difficult to hire people. It's going to make it more difficult for the economy to grow. And I am concerned that this is going to be bad for America.
Is it bad for America? 800-510-8255. We're talking about the fiscal cliff that looms. Republican members of Congress say they are ready to break that pledge. The pledge we should be making is to avoid becoming Greece. You heard Lindsey Graham say that earlier. You buying that? Joe in Maryland says our economy is too dependent on what goes on elsewhere.
I think that the issue is kind of there's multiple variables here. It's not just the fiscal cliff. It's also the fact that our economy is dependent or interdependent. We're dependent on Europe, we're dependent on China, and those economies are slowing down. So inevitably, there's going to be job losses, and the job losses is going to lead to less revenue. And then there's the fiscal cliff. And at some point, I think some countries are going to realize that if we don't stop borrowing or paying off the debt that we already have, they're going to stop lending.
800-510-8255. What questions or comments do you have about the fiscal cliff? Why aren't there more people talking about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse? That's my question. Jeff in Texas, you have a question?
I really don't think the fiscal cliff is really the big problem here. I think the problem you have to look at is the Federal Reserve monetary policy. It's the philosophy. It's the idea that we can keep printing money and borrowing money and expect the government to cure everything. We tried calling QE1, QE2, and now we're just doing QE3, buying up all these bonds. And all we're doing is inflating the dollar, keeping the interest rate so low. So we're seeing the prices of everything raise. All the while, these politicians from both parties are telling us, oh, we need to cut spending a little bit here, raise taxes a little bit here. That's really nothing for what we need to do. If anything, to save the dollar, to save our country from going over into hyperinflation or hitting another depression, the likes of which we have never seen before in history, we have to cut spending drastically across the entire board. We can't have an entitlement welfare warfare state. We have to live within our means and have a sound currency that actually has value instead of just relying on everybody accepting the dollar. Because already Russia, China, and Saudi Arabia are talking about rejecting the U.S. dollar. So we can't have that. We have to have sound currency, a sound monetary policy, and stop letting these international bankers control the stock of our centralized banking system and just let the people use currency to which has an actual value.
800-510-8255. Let's see. How about we talk to Mac, who's called in from Lake City, Florida, listening to the Jet. Mac, what's your opinion on the moves that need to be taken to fix the financial problem?
First, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you and your staff.
Thank you. You too, sir. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I just want to say I've been a business owner for 28 years, and we make metal products. I buy raw materials, make the product, sell it. Anytime I get a tax increase or my raw materials go up, I pass it along to the people that buy my products.
Mm-hmm.
Any business owner that's going to stay in business for a long time has to do that. When you raise taxes on small businesses, whoever buys the products, which are the taxpayers, the guys who make 30 or 40 or 50,000 a year, they're paying it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like that since the beginning of time, but our education system has failed. This, you know, I can make a side comment about environmental studies. They say it's the global warming or whatever. Whoever's buttering their bread, whoever's paying for that, that's the results of the study. You can get the results before they even go out and study. Just find out who's buying.
Yeah, you've made
that's
a very
all I wanted
good
to say.
No,
and
I think you make
under the state in business for a long time knows this.
Yeah, you're right. It has to be passed along, so you're not paying it. The average person that's buying it is paying it, and most people don't think about that any more than they think about when they get their paycheck. If you still are getting a weekly or a semi-weekly or monthly paycheck, do you look to see what the deductions are, how much you're paying in taxes, or do you just look at the check to see how much money you're taking home? If you do that, you're foolish. 800-510-8255. Amanda in North Carolina says Congress needs to figure it out.
I think that I think everybody should work together. I mean, we all elected these officials, and so I think that everybody should work together to help the people. That's what people was elected for. They're not up there to fight with one another. They're here to help the public out and help them have, you know, a better life and help them. I mean, we all came under debt under every president we've been under. We've been under debt, but they're elected to do their job and not sit up there and bicker and argue like little children.
800-510-8255. All right, let's wrap this discussion up. Carol in Georgia doesn't think the government will stop taking care of the poor, even though there's lots of fraud and waste in the welfare system.
I'm calling because I've been listening to the program this morning, and I am concerned about some people calling in saying that the government is really harsh on the poor. I don't believe that the government will be harsh on the poor because the American people, the American government will take care of its poor people in America. Never will this government fail to take care of the truly needed people. And we need to understand, I think poor people need to stop calling in thinking that the government will not take care of them if they're truly poor. However, we do have a lot of fraud going on when the programs come up for the poor. We have people that do not qualify cashing in on these programs because I know a retired teacher that has a cell phone. And she has also one of these state-of-the-art phone of her own, and plus she has one of these 200-minute cellular phones. And most of these people with these cellular phones have better phones than the government is giving them, and it entails more minutes. And so that's a big fraud given to these telephones because they're out there in many different people's hands who do not deserve them.
All right, this is an example of waste, fraud, corruption, that sort of thing, at the hands of those who are involved in the welfare system. Food stamps, man, what a corrupt system. Oof. All right, so that's as much as we have time for with regard to fiscal responsibility. Next up, the focus on Egypt from the weekend here on the Countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. How many times when you have seen something and somebody said to you, can you do that? You respond by saying, oh, sure, I can do that. I can duplicate what you're doing. It might take a little bit of effort on my part, but you know what? I can do it. I don't want you to think like that anymore, because I don't want you to go around in life duplicating others. What I want you to do is create, make it better. If somebody shows you something and says to you, hey, can I do that? Yeah, you can be somewhat creative and might be interpreted as egotistical, but I do want you to say, no, I can't do it. That's right, I can't do it, because I don't want to duplicate what you've done. I want to try and create something different and better and grow on it. I don't want you to say I can do it. I want you to say I can't do it because I'm capable of doing it better. I'm capable of doing it different. I'm capable of building on it. I'm capable of doing things that people have not done before. And you know what? I know that you will take this to heart and get it done. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The real strength of America is our unity. The motto, E Pluribus Unum, is on all our currency and coins, and it means from the many, one. America is not just a place, it's an idea. The idea that ordinary people can govern themselves. Americans are a diverse people, but we are united because we believe in the principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and free enterprise. We should guard our freedoms jealously and examine all government proposals through the lens of liberty, always asking, will this make us more free or less free? When we don't, we saddle ourselves with so many taxes, laws, rules, and regulations that we lose something of utmost importance, our freedom.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. We continue now with our countdown overview of what's happened conversationally on the radio, News Talk Radio, over the weekend and on television as well. Jeff Glor, the reporter, talks to former Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns about this weekend's political battle in Egypt in their new fragile democracy.
How do you assess the power struggle that's going on right now?
Well, Jeff, this is a big and dramatic moment in the course of the Egyptian revolution. You have, if you will, the new Egypt represented by Mohamed Morsi and the Islamists and the Muslim Brotherhood. And you have against versus the old Egypt in the court system, people appointed by Hosni Mubarak. And the issue, of course, as you know, is will there be a constitutional assembly that will proceed with a new constitution? Will that proceed or will the court strike it down? I think the Islamists have the advantage right now. Morsi does because he has tremendous public support from his movement, and there'll be dueling demonstrations on Tuesday. I would expect the Muslim Brotherhood dominated that demonstration to be the larger one.
And the other question here is what can the U.S. do? What should the U.S. do?
This is going to be a difficult balancing act for the Obama administration because, of course, the United States must support the continuation of democracy, especially in Egypt, which is the heart of the Arab world. And so I think you'll see some criticism by the State Department and White House of what President Morsi has announced. But on the other hand, you saw last week how important Morsi was in putting together the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. He'll be important on issues like Iran, on countering terrorism. He now is one of the dominant figures in the Middle East. So the administration doesn't want to alienate him, but I do think they have to speak truth to power, and there'll be criticism both from the United States and many other countries about this worrisome sign, a possible return to authoritarianism in Egypt.
All right, so now we have radio host Bob Kerr talking to analyst David Alperin about the latest political moves again in Egypt as the situation there is a bit precarious.
The scent is stirring again in Egypt, where the recently elected Islamist president has decreed almost absolute power to himself. Mohamed Morsi has practically muscled his way into the leadership role over the Israel-Gaza conflict. Well, judges in Egypt seem to be the most vocal critics of Morsi. Is this a case of his getting perhaps carried away by the Arab Spring?
Well, as he says it, he's trying to prevent holdovers from the Mubarak era in the courts. from getting in the way of the kind of reforms that he feels he was elected, and we have to say, we have to remind people he was democratically elected as the president, and he has said that he will have these powers only until the Constitution is completed and there is a really representative parliament. That, of course, remains to be seen, but that's the argument. He says he's doing it for democracy. His critics, both the judges who are losing power on this deal, and many of the people who were in Tahrir Square at the beginning, say he is undermining democracy. It's a sophisticated argument, the proof of which will only come if and when there is a constitution and a parliament, and he gives up the power that he has said he needs to make sure they get to that point.
Things change, but they stay the same. Coming up, the passing of Larry Hagman and the discussion that follows.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we tell stories, discuss things that are going on and how they impact you. Larry Hagman, best known for playing the love-to-hate-him villain J.R. Ewing on Dallas, died of complications of throat cancer over the weekend. He was 81. Colleen McEdwards talks about the life and career here of Mr. Hagman.
Larry Hagman wore many hats in his career, but is best known for the Stetson that he wore on Dallas. Despite roles on film and on stage, Hagman will always be remembered as the villainous J.R. Ewing.
And you drove Cliff to attempt suicide?
How was I to know he was going to do a dumb thing like that?
When J.R. was shot by an unknown assailant, it became one of the most famous cliffhangers in TV history, watched by 300 million people from all around the world. Hagman never expected the show to endure.
Honey, I just started this show doing six shows. I never thought I'd do 300.
In fact, the Dallas franchise was so successful, the series was recently reprised. The U.S. network TNT brought it back with a new generation of Ewings. And Hagman came back too, returning as JR once again. Critics say he was the best thing about Dallas. But explaining the character's appeal, Hagman once said, "The time is ripe for a real bad guy, and I'm it." It was a good guy who Larry Hagman blasted into people's living rooms, playing astronaut Tony Nelson on I Dream of Jeannie. The show was a hit in the 1960s and is still popular in syndication. Even as a kid, Hagman orbited in showbiz. As the son of Peter Pan star Mary Martin, his movie roles included Up the Cellar and Harry and Tonto. It was only after milking a huge contract from the producers of Dallas that Hagman became immensely wealthy. He had houses, he had cars, he had vices. Two of them included drinking and smoking. He smoked for 24 years, gave it up, and became an anti-smoking activist and spokesman for the American Cancer Society.
Jason, I met at least 30 or 40 people that said they quit because of my personal involvement, which makes me feel really good.
He stopped drinking in 1995 when he was diagnosed with liver cancer and underwent a life-saving transplant. In recent years, Hagman appeared on the big screen in films like Nixon and Primary Colors. But it is his role as the charming and conniving oil man that audiences will never forget.
Well, thank you for that well-written script. Let's put some heart into it, huh? Here's radio host Dean Lane trying to put some heart in it as he talks to TV Guide's Matt Rausch about Hagman's return to television in this new revived Dallas series.
Images of the South Fork Ranch have been back on TV lately because you remind us Larry Hagman, at the time of his death, had been revising his role on Dallas.
Yeah, you know, there's no better tribute to him and the role that he created that became so iconic is the fact that they revived the show last year and it became a success on cable. And much of it was predicated on the fact that it was still revolving around that wily old scoundrel J.R. Ewing. And I can't think of an actor who had more fun playing a role than Larry Hagman did doing J.R. for all those years. It made him an international star. The show was such a sensation, that whole furor in 1980 when someone shot J.R., but because he was such a bad guy that anybody could have done it. Even Miss Ellie was a suspect at one point because he was so mean to everybody. But people loved watching him take delight in that role, and he was one of those bad guys that you absolutely loved to hate, and continued on to this new version where he was giving like a master class in villainy to these young upstarts, the next generation of Ewings. But now they're going to have to carry on without him.
The buzz, I remember, it carried over from one season to another. Who shot J.R.? What was it, Matt, about the original Dallas TV show that made it such a TV giant, and what was Hagman's contribution to that legacy?
Well, I think it was just an outrageousness to it, and especially him, because the show launched without any expectation of being a big hit. It was airing on Friday nights, which back then it wasn't quite as much of a graveyard, but then it became this complete sensation. It was all predicated on the fact that he burst out as the great slimy villain, that he just had so many great punchlines. How many episodes of Dallas ended on a freeze frame of J.R. smirking because he'd just gotten the last laugh on somebody, and people took great delight in that. And it was just really outlandish plot twists. It spawned a revolution of primetime soaps becoming the most dominant format through much of the 80s into the 90s. You know, you had Dynasty, you had Alexis on Dynasty, but nobody really matched J.R. in terms of a pure cackling villain. He just had such a great time doing it, taking the his bourbon and branch as it went. And like you said, it became iconic. South Fork became iconic. It became a worldwide brand. And I think it's just a really great thing that he was able to still be doing this role, even though when the new series began, almost immediately that it began production, he announced that he had this cancer that he said was treatable, but it finally took him. And now, of course, they're going to have to figure out how to continue the show without him. They've filmed about 6 episodes of the season at this point, so they're going to have to figure out sometime in the middle of this run of episodes how to deal with the loss of their most magnetic character.
That's it for today's Talk Radio.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.